Well, the doctor told Mr. Race he should relax more. So Jane, to help him relax, has been inviting over her niece Betty and Betty's husband Carl to play bridge. Jane's brand of bridge, of course, is not conducive to relaxation, and the Aces have been losing steadily. This episode takes place in two scenes, Mr. Race's office, and then to the Aces' bungalow. But first to the office, where we find Mr. Race with Betty, who is his secretary. Listen.
I'm going out to lunch, Betty. Is that clock right?
1 o'clock. Uh-huh, that's right.
I'll be back by 2 if anybody calls. Are you sure Mr. Neff didn't call up this morning?
Of course I'm sure.
I can't understand it. A fine business partner I've got. I phoned him twice yesterday and again this morning, and not a word.
Well, that's what he is. A silent partner.
Yeah, that's awfully funny, Betty. Fine thing to joke about.
Well, I think Mr. Neff's in a bad mood these days.
Bad mood? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing particularly. Just in a bad mood.
Oh, he is. Well, this won't be a good time to ask him for that money then, will it?
I'm afraid not, Uncle Ace.
Well, what do you think is the matter with him?
Well, I think he's been losing at bridge.
Well, I mean, is that a... Is he what?
Well, that's what I think it is.
Well, when does he play bridge? Not old man Neff.
Oh, yes.
But where?
At his club almost every afternoon.
Well, how'd you find this out?
Cole told me.
Your husband? How does he know?
He knows his uncle pretty well.
Neff plays bridge in the afternoon. That tight old penny pincher.
That's just the point. He hates to lose.
A cheerful winner, huh?
Nothing makes his day more complete than winning at bridge.
Well, what do you know about winning at... Wait a minute, that gives me an idea. If he likes to win at bridge, are you sure about this?
Yes, I asked Carl what made his uncle so grouchy, and he told me the whole story. Of course, none of us around the house ever lets on that we know he goes in for bridge.
Well, I would never believe a thing like... Well, this is right up my alley. This is the best way in the world to make him put out some more money into this business. I can have him over to the house for bridge, and if he likes to win, I don't know where he could get a softer game than with Jane.
That might be an idea at that.
Of course it is. I'll put him in the most delightful mood he's ever been, and with no effort, because after Jane gets through playing a hand of bridge, her opponents can't possibly lose. Get him on the phone.
I don't know if he's in.
Well, try it, will you? Oh, boy, this is the softest thing I've ever run up against. I'll get him over here first and suggest bridge. Imagine that old guy sneaking off to play bridge with his cronies in the afternoon. Does he play for much?
Of course not. You know him.
Well, I didn't think he would.
It's not the money. It's just the idea of winning. He likes to win. Carl and I can tell by his face at dinner how he did any afternoon, to the penny almost.
What do you like?
Hello? Let me speak to Mr. Neff, please. Mr. Ace calling.
Let me have it.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not there yet. It's his secretary. Oh, here he is. Hello? Just a minute, please.
Gimme. Hello, Mr. Neff. How are you? Yes, I've been trying to get you for all...
You must have lost a fortune yesterday by the sound of his voice.
Yes, I want to talk to you about something rather important. How about this afternoon? Oh, busy.
Busy playing cards.
Well, how about tomorrow afternoon, then? Oh, busy tomorrow. Well, listen, can we make it some evening at home, say? How about dinner, and then we can talk business. And after that, maybe we can have a little bridge game if you like, or if you don't care for bridge... I said a bridge game, if you play, I mean. Oh, sure we do. My wife and I'll take you on. We'll get a fourth.
He's falling for it.
Yes. Well, tonight, if you like. Oh... Can't make dinner, I see. Well, after dinner, then. I want to talk this business deal over with you and try to get you... Yes, the bridge game, sure, yes. Okay, 8 o'clock. Yes, sir. Thanks, Mr. Glad to have you, sure. Goodbye. Well, that's that.
What did I tell you?
You were right. I never dreamed the old guy went for... Well, if winning a bridge will make him happy, he's going to get plenty of it tonight.
Oh, won't it be terrible if he loses?
Loses with Jane? Are you kidding? All she has to do is play her natural game, and we're a cinch to lose. We can't help but lose.
So, when I saw your ad in the paper, Mr. Jackson, where it said, learn to play bridge in easy private lessons, I said to myself, I said, well, won't this be a surprise to my husband? So I called you right up, and now I want to learn to play bridge perfectly. If it takes all afternoon, I don't care.
All afternoon?
Yes, I have nothing else to do. I had an appointment at the beauty shop, but I called it off. Look at this nail polish. Oh, well, here's the bridge table and the card. Now, come on, Mr. Jackson. Show me how to play bridge.
Well, Mrs. Ace, first I'd like to know just what kind of a game you play.
What kind? Bridge.
Bridge. Yes, yes, I understand that. But I mean, how well do you play?
Oh, not very.
Not very. I see.
We haven't played for some time. We only started to play lately because Mr. Ace, he's my husband, hasn't been feeling well. And the doctor said he must relapse. Well, the way I've been playing bridge, I guess, he can't relapse. He gets so mad he flies off the coop and says all kinds of things.
Yes, most husbands do. Does he play very well?
Oh, I don't know. I guess so. He thinks he does. But I've noticed one thing. Every time he plays with me, he loses. If he's so good, why does he lose?
Why does he?
Yes, he never wins. Now, let's hurry. I want you to teach me how to play perfectly.
That's quite a large order, Mrs. Ace.
I want to learn as much as I can, as quick as I can. We may even have a game tonight, and I want to surprise him. So hurry, Mr. Jackson. Here are the cards. Come on, let's sit here.
Well, I'll do the best I can. Let me see. Let me get just what your knowledge is of the bidding. You open with 2.5 tricks, I suppose.
Beg pardon?
I say, do you open with 2.5 tricks? Do you know what the trick values are? Tricks, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, now, please, Mr. Jackson, I haven't got time for that now. I know some tricks, the one with the ace of spades where it comes out in the middle of the deck, but I want to learn...
No, no, I don't mean tricks, Mrs. Ace. I mean tricks.
Mr. Jackson, will you please not waste my time?
Mrs. Ace, one of the first principles of good bridge is an unruffled temper. I always try to control mine. Please don't upset it.
Well, if you're going to talk about tricks...
Now we're quite calm again. Let's start over. I think we'd better start by just dealing out some bridge hands. I'll deal out a hand here, and I'd like to see how you bid it. I'll deal out 13 cards to you. Here we are. I want you to sort them and give me an idea of how would you bid the hand that I'm dealing.
Oh, I didn't cut them. Wait, let me cut them.
Cut? No, no, Mrs. Ace. That won't be necessary. I'm just dealing a sample hand. Now, just pick up these cards.
Like this?
That's it. That's right. Well, look at them. I just want to get an idea of your bidding. How would you bid that hand?
Oh, I see what you mean. Now, just a minute now. Let me see.
Take your time.
No, I can't take too much time. I've got to learn as quick as I can. I'll bid a heart.
A heart. I see. Five.
Why?
Yes, five.
Well, nobody stops to ask you why. They just pass, or they bid, or they double. Nobody says why.
But I'm asking why because I want to get a line on your method of bidding. For instance, why didn't you bid a club with that hand?
A club with only one club in my... Mr. Jackson, are you sure you teach...
I didn't say you should bid a club. I'm asking you why you bid a heart.
Well, that's a silly... Well, look at all these hearts. 1, 2, 4, 6, 7 hearts. And you ask me why. Anybody knows you bid a heart with all these hearts.
Mrs. Ace, you have the ace king of hearts, the ace king of spades, and a singleton ace of clubs. That's 5 tricks. Your hand calls for a 2 bid. You bid 2 hearts.
2?
Of course.
Right away?
Definitely. You must give your partner information.
Mr. Ace, you mean?
Yes, Mr. Ace. If he's your partner, you tell him that you have a 2 bid.
Well, I'd rather not tell him anything, Mr. Jackson. I'm paying you to tell me. Why do I want to tell
him? But you don't understand, Mrs. Ace. Bridge is a game of partnership. To get the best results, you must play it in partnership. You can't play it by yourself. By bidding 2 hearts to start with, you tell your partner you have a very good hand.
2 hearts, huh?
Yes.
But doesn't it make me sound too excited, bidding 2 hearts right away?
You must bid 2 hearts.
Oh, well, if you say so. Well, I better write this down, then. Let me see. 7 hearts, ace king of spades, and the ace of clubs must bid 2 hearts. There. Oh, it'll just be my luck never to get this hand again. Well, what
never
next?
Never get this, but you don't. Oh, well, mustn't lose my temper. Mrs. Ace, I think we'd better start a little further back. You're going to take a lot of teaching.
Oh, not too much now. I've got to learn as fast as I... Oh, excuse me, the phone.
Certainly, I'll deal out another hand while you...
Hello? Yes, dear. Tonight? Nothing. Why? Who's coming? Mr. Neff, you mean for dinner? Oh. No, I wasn't going to invite anybody over, but I thought you'd want to play some more bridge tonight. Maybe we will? Well, all right. I got to hurry, dear. I can't talk anymore. Goodbye, Dan. There. You see? A bridge game tonight. Come on, Mrs. Jackson. Hurry. Show me.
Well, after all, this is all. After a... Madam, Bridge isn't something that you learn in one afternoon. I can show you some of the fine points, but really, Mrs. Ace, you haven't grasped the essentials of the game yet.
Oh, who wants that? Just show me how to play perfectly.
Perfectly must improve my temper. Of course, Mrs. Ace, I'll do what I can with the little I have to work on.
You mean you're not very good?
I'm not very good.
Oh, well, I should have got somebody else in it.
Mrs.
You're not...
Ace, I'll have you understand that I've won at least a dozen cups of bridge.
Cups?
Yes, a dozen cups.
No sausage?
Oh, I mean loving cups.
Oh, please, Mr. Jackson. Well, we play for money ourselves, but it's not so much the money. I just want to learn to play perfectly, so Mr. Ace won't get so upset when I make mistakes.
Practice makes perfect, Mrs. Ace.
Well, come on, let's practice. What are we waiting for? Here it is almost 2 o'clock, and my husband gets here by 6. I don't want him to see you here. I want this to be a surprise when we play tonight, and he sees how much better I play.
I'm afraid we won't be able to surprise him very much, Mrs. Ace.
Why not?
Because you have a lot to learn, Mrs. Ace. After all, I can see you're just a beginner.
Beginner? Me? Why, I've played bridge for 8 years.
8 years? I wouldn't shout that, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, I played bridge for 8 years.
All I can say is that you haven't learned very much in those 8 years.
Well, we haven't played every day.
But after 8 years, if you learn even a little something every year, you should be pretty good by now.
Oh, it just goes in 1 year and out the other.
Yes, I can see that, all right. Well, I do the best.
Well, Jane's got to do a lot of concentrating to develop her game. But won't this upset Mr. Race's plans to let Mr. Neff win? We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.